Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're going to finish Maseches Talmud. We're up to Perek Zayin, Mishnayos, Gimel, and Dalit. So, the Mishnah Gimel. B'zman she'Kohen Gadol rotza la'aktir. If the Kohen Gadol wanted to burn the parts of the Korban Talmud by himself, Hayol b'kevish v'askan b'yamino, he would go up the ramp accompanied by the Sagan, who would stand to his right side. He yield machza kevish achas v'askan b'yamino ve'alohu. When the Kohen Gadol got halfway up the ramp, so it was exhausting, it's going uphill, so the Sagan would hold him by his right arm and help him up the rest of the way. Hoshelo Arishon Harosh VaRegel, the first Kohen who was holding the Rosh and the Regel would reach out to him, to the Kohen Gadol, the Samach Aleim, and the Kohen Gadol leaned on them, Uzrakan, and he threw them on the fire. Hoshelo Sheni LaRishon Shtei Yadayim, then the second Kohen handed the two front legs to the first Kohen, also the Kohen Gadol, and then, like an assembly line, he gave it to the Kohen Gadol, the Samach Aleim, Uzrakan, and he leaned on them and he threw them on the fire. Nishmat Hasheni v'halach, then the second Kohen Gadol left, v'kachli mashid lo shar kol evar v'samech len v'zarkon, and they would use that same process of handing off to him all the other parts of the Korban Talmid, and he would do smicha on them and throw them on the fire. Ubizmanchu rotza husamech va'acherim zarkin. But if he wanted, he could just do the smicha and other people would be zorik. Bala lahakavis mizbech. The Kohen Gadol would start to go around the mizbech to get to the southwest corner. Mehechnu maschil. Where did he start from? Meaning the easiest way would be to turn left and just go straight to the southwest corner. So mekeren dromus mizrachis. He would turn right and start from the southeast corner, because kol pina shataponu lo yuel derech yamin. You're always supposed to turn right. Mizrach tzfonus, tzfonus marav, tzfonus shomus, and you have to go around the entire mizbech. Nesanu lo yayin lenasech, and when he got to the southwest corner, that's when they gave him wine to be menasech on the mizbech. Hasagan umir al keren, the sagan would stand on the southwest keren of the mizbech. Vasudorim biyado, and he had flags in his hand. Ushnei kohanim omdim al shulchan hachalavim, and there were two kohanim that were by the shulchan with all the fats. Ushtei chatzosu shel kesef biyadam. They had two trumpets made out of silver. Taku viru v'taku, and they blew a tekiah, trua and tekiah, to let the Leviim know that they were about to do the nisach hayayin. Bo v'amdu etzel ben arza echon miyamino v'echon mismalo. After they blew the trumpets, they came down and stood next to ben arza, who was the one with the symbols in each hand. Shachal nasich, Kohen Gadol bent down to pour the wine into the bowl. So the Sagan, seeing that, would start waving the flags. And Ben Arza would start banging the cymbals. The Levim would start their shir. When the Levim finished a paragraph, they paused, and the Kohanim blew a tekiah, true tekiah. And the people in the chatzer would bow down. I'll call perek tkiya, and at the end of every paragraph, the kohen would blow a tkiya through a tkiya. I'll call tkiya shtachavaya. Every time there was a tkiya, there was a shtachavaya by the people. Zeu seder atamul avodas beis elokeinu. This is what they did for the Korban Talmid of the avoda in our beis hamikdash. Yiratzon sheyibana b'mheir v'yameinu. Amen. And we should be zocha to see the rebuilding of the beis hamikdash. That sounds like a great place to end the Masechta, but there's one more Mishnah, and the Mishnah tells us the different songs that the Levim sang while they were Menasech the Yayin. Hashir Shahayu HaLevim Omrim B'Migdash, the Shir that the Levim would sing in the Beis HaMikdash. B'Yom Rishon Yomrim, on the first day they would say, L'Hashem Haratzim Lo Tevel V'Yosheva, that the whole world belongs to Hashem, and those that inhabit it. B'Sheni Yom Gadol Hashem L'Mol B'Yir Elokein HaRakacho. On the second day, they would talk about the city of God, the mountain of His Holiness, Yerushalayim. That Hashem is with the judges, judging. That Hashem is a God of vengeance. They would say the parak of Tehillim about how we should sing joyously to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who is so mighty. Bashishi Omrim Hashem Malach Keus Lavesh. And the Shir Shal Yom of the sixth day is that Hashem would wear a great sense of pride. Bashabbos Yom Mizmer Shil Yom Shabbos. And Shabbos is Mizmer Shil Yom Shabbos. Mizmer Shil Yasud Lavo. It's not a song for Shabbos that as we know it. It's a song about Lasud Lavo. Yom Shekula Shabbos Umnuchal Lach. Chai Olamim, which is a day that is Kulo Shabbos, that is entirely Shabbos. So it's not really about Shabbos, it's really about Olam Haba, which is Yom Shekulo Shabbos. So to review what we learned today, in Perek Zayin, Mishnah Gimel, we described how the Kohen Gadol could participate in the Avodah if he wanted to, and in burning the parts of the Karban Tamid. And in Mishnah Dalit, in the final Mishnah, we described the Shira that the Levim would sing in the Beis HaMikdash each and every day. Be'ez Hashem, next time we will move on to whatever Masecht is next. What Masecht is after Tamid? Kinim? I don't remember exactly, but Midos. I think it's Midos, then Kinim. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, next time we'll move on to Masecht Midos.